It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Eastern Production Specialist Jennifer McComb-True. Now that we're at the beginning of August, what should we look for in soybeans?
Soybeans range from beginning pod stages to full pod staging across Manitoba. Many fields are showing signs of drought stress, where soybeans have flipped over their leaves to reflect more sunlight to conserve moisture. We are seeing rapid growth syndrome. We see this on the newest leaves, where the leaves are bubbling and crinkled as they are growing too quickly and not keeping up at the same pace. For insect pests, soybean aphids may be found in fields at low levels. These aphids blow in from the south and so far have been low enough for natural enemies to manage populations. On the disease side of things, now is the time that stem and leaf diseases will be seen. Most of our foliar diseases are not yield limiting in soybeans, but the stem and root diseases can have a bigger impact.
What stem and root disease is being highlighted at this time?
A disease to highlight in soybeans is Phytophthora root and stem rot. Phytophthora is a root and stem disease that is easier to find now that we're later in the season. This disease is specific to soybeans and can infect at any growth stage, although the symptoms at this time of year are more distinct and overall easier to identify. Phytophthora shows up as a brown lesion on the stem that extends from the soil line upwards, with roots being discolored and rotten. It is unique in that plants will be wilted, but the leaves remain attached to the plant. Often you can see the top bent over, and this is referred to as shepherd's crook due to its appearance, which is another feature to help you identify Phytophthora. Infection can occur in patches, or often we see randomly scattered infected plants across the field. Phytophthora is a water mold, so we see it more concentrated in areas where water is pooled, as well as in headlands. The best strategy to manage Phytophthora is through variety resistance, which comes in two forms: major gene resistance that you'll find listed in seed guides, and partial resistance, also called field tolerance. You can learn more about this in this week's Bean Report newsletter.
There's a common lookalike to Phytophthora root rot, and that is northern stem canker. How do we tell these apart?
With northern stem canker, plants will appear wilted, and there will also be a brown lesion along the stem. But with stem canker, roots will be healthier, and the lesion won't extend upwards from the soil line. If roots are healthy and not rotted, chances are it's northern stem canker. A helpful tip if you're finding diseases in your soybeans and other crops and you're having a hard time identifying the disease, there is a free resource available for farmers through the Manitoba Crop Diagnostic Center in Winnipeg. It's always a good idea to know what disease you have in the field to help you know how to manage it.
Thanks, Jennifer. You can learn about these topics and more in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca, or you can subscribe at manitobapulse.ca to get this straight to your inbox every 2 weeks during the growing season.